Tuesday, November 7th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room. Still your election headquarters because this election is still ongoing. We're continuing to monitor what's happening in the House, what's happening in the Senate. And yes, I think it's a pretty good bet that the Republicans will maintain the House as well as the Senate, which is confirmed. Will it be three? Will it be four? It's looking more like three right now. As now three races in the Senate have flipped. You had Republican candidates winning in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nevada. The Democrats have now overtaken those leads. What do you know? Right at the buzzer. But Pennsylvania still looks good. Why they haven't called it yet, I don't know. If they retake, if the Democrats take the lead back in Pennsylvania, then that will be four states. That will be four Senate races that flip post-election. So, what do you do about that? Nothing really from the RNC. It seems it was so top-heavy with the Trump election that it's letting some of these Senate races go by the wayside, and definitely a lot of these House seats that should have had a better result. Nonetheless, the Republican trifecta looks good right now, though it will be a very slim majority in both the Senate and the House, maybe three in each. Now, we got Biden's first statements post-election of Donald Trump, and then there's some news around that. We're also going to be dealing with who will become the new Senate majority leadership in the Republican Party. The names that are being thrown around right now will not excite you. It will not excite you. So we'll look at that. The response to the Trump election continues to show one thing. And it's not just the mainstream media upset that they can no longer control your thoughts, your votes, or even in some ways academia with teachers complaining about it, some celebrities complaining about it. Liberal women have just been completely broken by liberalism, just broken badly. And they continue to show the signs. But ironically, liberal women are now taking control of their bodies. What am I talking about? Liberal women are now saying in a, I guess it's a sex strike, marriage strike, pregnancy strike. That's right. Liberal women, they're calling it, I think it was the B4 movement. They're now taking control of their bodies. Wow. And all it took was them losing the election to do it. Really ironic stuff. Some of them are shaving their heads bald. That's a trend. So liberal women are now taking to their social media and the streets, and they're saying, no more sex, no more marriage, we're not going to get pregnant. Okay. And then some of them are going even farther, and they're taking out a set of hair clippers and shaving their heads bald. I guess that will help you in your strike. You know, maybe we should bring back Donald Trump shaving Vince McMahon's head bald. There's a little ripple in the timeline for you. Donald Trump shaved Vince McMahon head bald. Liberal women shave their own heads bald when Trump wins the election. Oh, and they're beginning to protest Donald Trump as well in multiple blue cities. So we're already sinking into these results.
I'm here to tell you, brother, Donald Trump's going to save this country and nothing's going to stop it.
I've only lost 30-something pounds, 33, 40 pounds. I'm going down another 20 or 30, so I'll actually be in shape soon. I'm still not in shape.
Yeah. How are you, Alex, how are you doing that? Don't tell me eating right. I'm not going to buy that.
Well, I mean, I'm not taking Ozempic, if that's what you ask. I'm working
separately. Oh, no.
Nick is a big Ozempic fan.
I did it all. From the AlexJonesStore.com with Ultimate Sea Moss, the ultimate seafood. That's why, right here. This is the Ozempic of vitamins, the superfood
of the ocean. The Ozempic of the sea. Yes.
The Ozempic of the sea. It's got the best iodine and all these weird minerals and vitamins that are only in the sea moss. And I am doing a plug here because, you know, we could be shut down. InfoWars is up for sale next Tuesday, forced by the court. But we'll continue on in the air one way or another, working with great folks.
He calls it Dark MAGA.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
My sole and exclusive mission is to go to work for our country, to go to work for you. It's time to deliver a victory for the American people. We don't win anymore, but we are going to start winning again.
I'm not just MAGA. I'm Dark Gothic MAGA.
From mountain to mountain, from ocean to ocean, hear these words. You will never be ignored again. And yes, together, we will make America great again.
Sinking in, the world is already starting to feel the effects of the election of Donald J. Trump. Peace in the Middle East is already breaking out. He's not even in the White House yet, and peace is already breaking out. My goodness. And I really got to hand it to Joe Biden, and I'll even hand it to Kamala Harris, for their speeches post-election, even though Harris might have been a little bit chemically altered yesterday. It was probably the best speech of her political career. And as much as she could, I think, you know, they had to pepper in some of, you know, just, hey, like, you know, we still fight, you know, we're still fighting the man or whatever. But for the most part, trying to probably calm down the radical left didn't work. And then Joe Biden today, who actually looks more happy than the average Trump supporter, the average Trump voter. But I guess Joe Biden might just be the average Trump voter after all. And I'm beginning to wonder if there weren't some deals made. I'm beginning to wonder if there weren't some deals made between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And we'll kind of speculate on that. And I wonder how we would feel if that was the case. But, I mean, you see Joe Biden's speech today, and you can't help but wonder, did he want Trump to win? Because if you're Joe Biden, you got to think, well, they booted me, they ran a coup on me, they disrespected me, so there's nothing really in it for me anymore. My family's already rich enough. I'll go into retirement, hang out at the beach all day. But I will try to protect my family. Did Biden cut a deal with Trump? Could there be mutual pardons coming? I wonder. because Biden looks like the happiest man. And remember, he did say that they were going to have a meeting, and he did invite Trump to the White House. I wouldn't be surprised, I guess I should say, if there have been phone calls, phone conversations. But let's go to Biden speaking outside of the White House. Again, I mean, not in so many words urging the left to calm down, but basically saying, hey, it's an election, it's over, we lost. We still are Americans. Let's just move forward. So it's nice to see. But Joe looks like a Trump voter. Joe Biden looks like a Trump voter. He did put on the Trump hat, let's not forget. So here's Joe Biden outside of the White House today making a speech post-election of Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, it's good to see you all. Particularly good to see my granddaughter sitting in the front row here. Hi, Finn. How are you, honey? For over 200 years, America has carried on the greatest experiment in self-government in the history of the world. And that's not hyperbole. That's a fact. We're the people. The people vote and choose their own leaders, and they do it peacefully. And we're in a democracy. The will of the people always prevails. Yesterday, I spoke with President-elect Trump to congratulate him on his victory. And I assured him that I'd direct my entire administration to work with his team to ensure a peaceful and orderly transition. That's what the American people deserve. Yesterday, I also spoke with Vice President Harris. She's been a partner and a public servant. She ran an inspiring campaign, and everyone got to see something that I learned early on to respect so much, her character. She has a backbone like a ramrod. She has great character, true character.
Excuse me?
Her whole heart and effort, and she and her entire team should be proud of the campaign they ran. You know, the struggle for the soul of America since our very founding has always been an ongoing debate and still vital today. I know for some people, it's a time for victory, to state the obvious. For others, it's a time of loss. Campaigns are contests of competing visions. The country chooses one or the other. We accept the choice the country made. I've said many times, you can't love your country only when you win. You can't love your neighbor only when you agree.
Hey, I thought
something I hope we can do, no matter who you voted for, is see each other not as adversaries, but as fellow Americans. Bring down the temperature. I also hope we can lay to rest the question about the integrity of the American electoral system. It is honest, it is fair, and it is transparent. And it can be trusted.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second.
I also hope we can restore the respect for all our election workers who busted their necks and took risks at the outset. We should thank them. Thank them for staffing voting sites, counting the votes, protecting the very integrity of the election. Many of them are volunteers who do it simply out of love for their country. And as they did their duty as citizens, I will do my duty as president. I'll fulfill my oath, and I will honor the Constitution. On January 20th, we'll have a peaceful transfer of power here in America. To all our incredible staff, supporters, cabinet members, all the people who have been hanging out with me for the last 4 years, God love you, as my mother would say, thank you so much. You put so much into the past 4 years. I know it's a difficult time.
Well, Joe Biden certainly seems happy today. I wonder, and we'll get into this stack of news before we play something from Donald Trump about the history of this country and then look into, you know, he mentions about transparent elections. Well, who do you think is actually doubting the election results today? So we'll show you all that. But I wonder. We already saw Letitia James yesterday, Big Tish, We're going to call her Big Tish from now on, not to be confused with, well, you know. We already saw Big Tish yesterday basically saying we're going to weaponize the state of New York government and legal system against Donald Trump as much as we can, more now. You've already seen some other statements from other radical leftists. I really think that the Democrat brass is going to say, hey, we have to go into retreat. Otherwise, we're going to do even worse in the midterms. We've got to go into retreat and focus on policy. We've got to go into retreat and maybe even back off of the attacks on Trump. It's just been ineffective. Now, that's the Democrat brass. There'll obviously be other forces moving against Trump in the shadows, trying to sabotage him as president, trying to sabotage him as president-elect, and then trying to sabotage the country when he's president. But I think the Democrat brass, and I think the Democrat political strategy is going to have to be, we're going into retreat, we're regrouping, we're restructuring our depth chart here, because right now they are really trending down bad. Really bad. And certainly they see it. So I wonder, I think there's going to be some tug of war here. I think you might even see a split. Let's see if anybody can wrangle these Democrats together. The media will be out in their own world, so they don't really even come into play. They'll be out in their own world and just going completely crazy. Some might come back down to earth, but others will just, you know, they're just going to show you how crazy they are. But I wonder if there's not going to be a split where you're going to see these radical leftists that are probably just acting totally out of party now continue with the persecution of Donald Trump against the wishes of the Democrat brass because they just can't help themselves. They're radicals as individuals, and even if the party, as at least as a front, as a face, tries to de-radicalize, I think the individual radicals within the party may start this tug of war or even break from the party brass. And we're already seeing some of that. This story comes from the National Review. Biden should pardon Trump. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if there's already been conversations here. I wouldn't be surprised if Biden and Trump have already talked about mutual pardons, because the investigations into the Biden crime family are ongoing. The investigations into Hunter Biden are ongoing. I suspect that the House Oversight Committee and Judiciary Committee still has more evidence against the Biden crime family that they haven't even made public yet, on top of what they have made public. And Biden certainly knows that. The Democrats certainly know that. So, and I wonder how people would feel about that. Should Biden and Trump exchange pardons so that Trump can get the corrupt DOJ off of his back, and then Biden can basically retire with his family and not have to worry about this stuff? You know, I look at it, and I think that my opinion carries quite a bit of weight, considering I've been a political prisoner, considering I've dealt with the corrupt legal system, and in more ways than just the political imprisonment, frivolous lawsuits and everything else that I deal with that we don't even talk about. And I would be okay with that. That's just one person's opinion. And I will tell you as well, and this is a little scary, but we're going to apply the pressure. And I told some people that reached out to me, some sources in D.C. directly involved with this stuff about the January 6th prisoners. And what I said yesterday is accurate, that they're going to do a case-by-case basis. But now there's basically people that are trying to influence Trump to not pardon January 6ers. And they wanted me to raise a big fuss about this. And I said, well, I'll talk about it now. And they said, well, there's some other people you can get in touch with. I said, you know, it's probably better if we just wait until after the inauguration and then start applying pressure. And there's other strategy to that, too. But from people directly involved with this that want me to speak up, there are voices in Trump's ear trying to convince him not to pardon January Sixers. And there's a big debate what to do about it right now. And obviously, you kind of have to do a case-by-case basis, but this is something you can be doing right now. And this is something that you can have ready day one. But the voices in Trump's ear that are telling him not to do this will be exposed post-inauguration. I will tell you that. So I'm not going to try to get my hands dirty in this situation right now. I'm not going to call anybody out right now. I'm just going to tell you what's going on. But that was a promise of Donald Trump's. Many good men and good Americans, veterans, fathers, are still suffering as political prisoners, and they deserve pardons. And they better get pardons. And we will pressure the Trump administration to pardon them. And anybody that's trying to stop him from doing that will be exposed. But this is stuff that should be getting worked on right now. And it obviously is on the defendant side. But there's already people trying to stop Trump from doing that. So it will be a case-by-case basis. But the vast majority of these political prisoners were nonviolent. Did not assault a police officer, did not assault anybody. They were just there. So I'm going to continue to monitor that. But I just said strategically, I'd rather wait till inauguration before we really start to turn the screws on some of these people. Because I don't want to start sabotaging things or start to go after the administration before it even begins. I'd like to give Trump the chance to get everything in line. And then let's see what happens in the beginning there. But these men that have been tortured with this political persecution, rotting in prisons, deserve a pardon, deserve to be freed. And really, I would say many of them deserve restitution as well from the U.S. government. Millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. Maybe, probably myself included. I mean, I don't want to make it about me, but... But yeah, I'd like restitution as well. But there are much more deserving men, and that's who this is about, the ones that are still rotting. Now, again, there's pressure inside right now. It looks like Biden is saying, we got to move on from the Trump stuff, guys. We got to shut this down. And I think that now you're going to see some of these radical district attorneys or attorneys general like Letitia James and some of these radical judges like Juan Merchan, they're basically going to break from the Democrat brass. They're going to break from the political machine that's going to tell them to knock it off, back off. We got to regroup. We got to recircle the wagons. We got other things we can do here, but this is not working. And I think what you're going to see is the radicals are going to go rogue, and then basically the Democrat Party puppets are going to stand down. And it looks like the main difference you'll see is people like Letitia James and Jack Smith. So we'll be monitoring that. But that's going to be a huge story. Would they dare put Donald Trump in prison? Would they dare put Donald Trump in jail before the inauguration? Would they dare? Would the radicals in New York dare? That will be a big story coming up here soon. But I think the Democrat brass is going to say, hey, we got to just back off this. Biden might be considering a pardon. And then you're going to see the radical individuals going rogue saying, no, we're going after Trump. And there might be other forces at play here as well. Blackmail, bribery. And it's pretty clear at this point Gavin Newsom's running in 2028. You don't want to get out ahead of yourself. but it looks like a Newsom Shapiro 2028 ticket is almost inevitable. And that's what I think all this rhetoric out of Newsom is really about. Governor Newsom calls special legislative session to fight Trump. And then you've got stories in the New York Times and all these other left-wing publications. Newsom moves quickly to counter Trump in California. And they're going to do everything they can to try to nullify what they believe is going to be Trump policy. And then he makes this statement this morning, Newsom, that is. He says, I just called an emergency session to help bolster our legal resources and protect our state against any unlawful actions by the incoming Trump administration, whether it be our fundamental civil rights, reproductive freedom, or climate action. We refuse to turn back the clock and allow our values and laws to be attacked. Well, I got bad news for Newsom, should he decide to do any of that. And again, I think this is all just, this is all just rhetoric. This is all just pandering. This is all just saber rattling because he wants to run in 2028. So he's just kind of getting out into the headlines, getting out as the anti-Trump guy. But I got bad news for you, Newsom. You try to do any of this, your state will be broke. Your state will be broke. Trump will pause all federal funding going to California, and you'll be broke, buddy. And what do you think that'll do to your political career? So go ahead, play your games. I'm sure you wouldn't be the only one. But I don't think Newsom will do that. I think Newsom is just flapping his gums here and basically positioning himself right after the election as he's the new leader of the Democrat Party. He's the new front runner for 2028. So it's all about getting him in the headlines, now posturing him as the anti-Trump guy, but he'll be viewed as more central, more centrist, more reasonable. So that's what I really think this is about. He knows he has no cards to play here. California has its own state laws, and that's fine. But he tries to do anything to block the Trump administration or block any Trump legislation or bills, then Trump will cut the federal funding from California, and they'll be broke. And he can have fun with that. And he can enjoy his political downfall should he try that. Now, when we come back, we can look at some of these Senate and House races. The problem is, what's crazy and concerning, these House races that are just sitting on a razor's edge, they just stopped counting. You know, isn't that funny? They just haven't counted. And we just can't get a result. They just stopped counting. What the hell even goes on here? What in the hell is even going on? The Democrats were behind in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Nevada on election night after the election of Trump. Now they're going to win those three Senate seats. So what in the hell is going on? The Republicans will get probably plus two or three in the Senate. They do have two. They might get three. But what's going on, man?
So I'm just asking you to keep me in the fight. And we got great T-shirts and incredible blow-you-away supplements and everything at our great sponsor, YellowstoneStore.com. There's a VIP section on there that I noticed was getting really a lot of traction. And because I hadn't really, you know, since other folks own this, other folks that are great run this, the folks at Bigly, great Patriot backers, Total Patriots, J6ers, you name it. I didn't realize how good the VIP thing was. So when I saw this the other day, I said, I better talk about this. So if you're a member of the Alex Jones VIP Club at alexjonesstore.com/VIP, or there's just a big link at the top of the page, this is a critical time in our nation, and we don't know what the future holds for the operation. The following information I'm about to relay to you is imperative so we can stay in touch, you can get great products, and keep me on the air one way or the other along with the crew. Monthly member credits. Every month as a VIP member, you get $40 of free store credit. Did you hear what I just said? That's right. It's like money in your pocket for the best products on the planet. So you pay $30 to be a VIP, and then you get $40 free. That's $10 you make. All the Alex Jones products at the best prices. We're talking about 10 to even 40% off the already existing sales. So some stuff becomes lost leaders in the store 24/7, 365 days a year. This is an unbeatable pricing you'll never find anywhere else. Automatic double entries in any of the giveaways, like the awesome turbo diesel super truck, $138,000 value. the winner of the sweepstakes will be announced on the 30th this month. You want to win? I know you do. As a VIP, you'll get double entries in every single giveaway. No effort, just double your chances, just like that. Exclusive VIP-only giveaways. This is where it gets big, folks. VIP members get entered into their own exclusive giveaways every month. Nobody else is allowed in these. Early access to products, promos, and giveaways. VIP members get first access to new products, promotions, and giveaways before anyone else. You're in the know. Oh, and did I mention orders over $99? Free shipping. We're not letting shipping costs slow you down. It just goes on from there. So, thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Or just at the top of thealexjonesstore.com, you see the VIP button. We're fighting the new world order. I don't have billionaire backers. I am not controlled by anybody but my own soul, my own brain. I'm trying to do the best job I can. Thealexjonesstore.com, it's up to you whether you want to back the number one broadcaster that the enemy hates the most. I mean, they literally hate my guts. Because they know I'm for real, and I can't be bought, and I can't be intimidated, and I'm wild, and I scare them, and I don't know why I'm such a lovable, friendly person, but Satanists and pedophiles do not like me, and that's good because I don't like them either. And look, we've already done irrevocable harm to them; we've already just devastated them. I mean, world government, the new world orders, everywhere is being talked about. The whole world's turning against them. They're super dangerous because they're throwing the kitchen sink at us to try to keep control. And I just don't think at 50 years old, after 30 years, when I understand things better than I've ever understood, that I should let these criminals, these globalists, run me to ground. So, I don't give up. Vince Lombardi, winners never quit and quitters never win. I mean, I have moral fortitude and will and commitment. I just instinctively can't stand these people. I know they're super dangerous villains. I know they want to break all of our wills and make us super poor to dictate total control over us with a social credit score. And that it's a super high-tech system of slavery. And you look at the globalists, they're the most slithering, disgusting snakes and scum. And are we going to sell out our species like this? I mean, it's just, this is a joke. This is ridiculous. We're changing the world. They want to censor everybody because the globalists are weak.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
My generation, Generation X, the people who grew up on WWE and Hulk Hogan and Donald Trump, did this. They did this. They are the ones who looked in the face of somebody who said, I want to be a dictator on day one. We did this.
Because Stone Cold said so.
Yeah, that's right, Joy. Is the Attitude Era back? Is the Attitude Era back? Can you imagine? Oh my gosh, Joy Reid wouldn't survive the 90s. Not with a headpiece like that. You know, she's not wrong. And maybe we should get into some of this data that we have. And this is basically exit polls, digital polling post-election. But she is right. Generation X voted red. It was the strongest percentage of support for Trump by the numbers in the polls. And you notice a trend here, by the way. If you look at these age brackets, 18 to 29, 42% for Trump, 30 to 44, 46% for Trump, 45 to 64, 53% for Trump, and then 65 and over, 49% for Trump. But notice, guys, notice something here, and there's a reason for this. Notice how these numbers trend conservative as you get older. Isn't that something? You get more life experience, you get a better understanding of the world and politics, and you tend to vote Republican every single time. Always how it goes. The more wisdom, the more experience, the more knowledge, you always vote more conservatively. And I think the reason why this number goes back down a little bit is when you get into this overcrowd, a lot of these elderly folks in assisted living homes and other situations, the Democrats just vote for them. and we have the videos of this. We know it goes on. The Democrats just show up in these assisted living places or these elderly homes, and they just show up and they just vote for them in their vote harvesting organizations. So that's probably why you see that drop off there. Maybe some of them get, you know, afraid of the Democrat Party propaganda that says you're going to lose everything in your health care or whatever else. The Democrats run ads where they have a guy pushing a grandma off a cliff in a wheelchair. So, but no, it's probably likely the latter. But there you go. What do you know? The older you get, the more life experience, the more conservative you tend to vote. It always goes that way, and the numbers prove it. So, but maybe the attitude era is back. Here's some other data that we have in the demographics in support for Trump. And there's some trends here that are obviously going to be hurting the Democrats. And they're panicked. And that's why I've got these videos, too, where now all Latino men, you Latino men out there, you're the biggest misogynists. You're the biggest racists. Bigger than the whites. Wow. Can you believe that? For so long, the crackers have been the most racist, most misogynist. But now it's the Latino men. Oh, they're pissed. You racist, misogynist, Latino men. How dare you? No, but here are the numbers. And we'll just talk about support for Trump here just to keep it simple. White men, 57% for Trump. White women, 51% for Trump. Black men, 23% for Trump. Black women, 9% for Trump. Now, this is where they start to get enraged. Latino men, 45% for Trump. Latino women, 36% for Trump. And then other groups, Asians, what have you, 36% for Trump. But this number right here has them pissed. 45% of Latino men voting for Trump. That angers them. But we said he'd deport you. We said he hates Spanish people. They called Puerto Rico garbage. You know what's funny about that, too? They take that comment, which Trump didn't even say, shock insult comic made the joke. And then they just say, they called Hispanics garbage. Well, you know, there's a bunch of different countries out there, and Puerto Rico does not make up the entire population of Hispanics. But see, that's what they do. It's like, all Hispanics are the same. Nonetheless, they're just enraged with that. You heard them on The View yesterday. Or was that Al Sharpton, actually? Maybe that was Al Sharpton. It was The View today. Al Sharpton. The Latino men hate other Latino men. Yeah, they just hate everybody. These Latino men just walking around, they hate everyone. But they love Trump. Oh, man. That one killed them. And you know what's funny about this, though? You know what's funny about this? With the white men, 57% for Trump. White women, 51% for Trump. You know what's funny about this? And there's definitely something here. And I don't know. Well, let's just go into this. White Americans are still the most important demographic politically. And yet, it's the one demographic that nobody will cater to, nobody will placate, nobody will reach out to, nobody would dare even talk about it. Isn't that something? In politics, what does that represent? Political correctness overtaking political power? Nobody would dare reach out to white Americans. Nobody would dare say, we're going to do this for white people. Nobody would dare say, we're going to help white men or white women. Nobody would dare say that. And we all know why. And you can imagine what would happen if they did. So isn't that something? These people will do anything for power. But they'll never reach out to white people. They'll never mention white people. They'll never say anything that they'll do for white people, placate to white people, cater to white people, reach out to white people. They'll never do it, even though it is the most important political demographic. Maybe that changes. And you know, ironically enough, it would probably have to be a non-white person to get into a position to kind of change that, like a Vivek Ramaswamy. I don't know if it would even work, but you'd think the way that they placate to all and cater to all these other groups, but nobody would dare. Nobody would dare mention a white man. Nobody would dare say we're going to do anything for the white man. But the numbers show. Still your most important political demographic. But more importantly, the numbers that are trending in the direction of the Republican Party in black men and Latino men would crush the Democrats. And that's why I'm saying I think that they're going to see this and go into retreat mode, really. They have access to these numbers and more, folks. They have to see this and go into retreat. They have to realize, because look, Trump, it's over for them. Trump gets 4 more years and he's done. So they have to make this political measurement. Look, there's no purpose in attacking Trump anymore. Yeah, we can fight him legislatively at the state level, and we can do all kinds of things to sabotage his administration and in Congress, whatever they can do. Of course, they'll try to throw as many cogs into the machine to try to stop it, whatever. But to go after the man and to try to separate the man from his voters, or to try to stop you, more importantly, to try to stop you from voting for him, that gig is up. It's over. We voted for him. He's got 4 more years and then he's done. So I think they're going to go into retreat mode, reorder the depth chart, re-strategize, because they have to realize Trump has the populism. Trump has, I mean, he's got it. He's got everything. As they said, he's got the country. He's got the popular vote. He wins in a landslide. So, no, I don't suspect Trump runs again. There's rumors, oh, loophole in the Constitution. Oh, you know, they ruined his first 4 years, whatever. I don't think Trump, 4 years and he's done. I mean, he's going to be what when he's out of there? Like 79 or older? I think in his 80s? I think he'll be over 80. Doesn't seem like it. He's got, you know, he's got the energy and the stamina of a younger man, but they have to see these numbers and realize it's not working. The more they go after Trump at a personal level, the more black men and Latino men like him. And really, if you think about it, a coalition of white men, Latino men, and black men as a voting bloc, unbeatable. Unbeatable, because the truth of the matter is women did not vote for Democrats like the Democrats needed them to. Just didn't happen. It just didn't happen. It looked like they were going to need 65% of the female vote to win this election. Based off of the polling data after election, it looks like they got maybe 60%, maybe 55%. So they're going to have to deal with this, folks. They're going to have to really try to deal with this stuff, because they see the tea leaves here. Everything is trending right. Everything politically is trending right. And if they can't just outright steal every election, they are losing political power fast. Fast. So we got to look at this. I mean, I don't want to sit here and scream foul every time you lose. I could see Tammy Baldwin. I could see Tammy Baldwin getting votes from people that voted for Trump. I'm a little more suspicious against Michigan, to be quite honest. But the point is, Democrats voted for Trump. Democrats voted for Trump in Nevada. Democrats voted for Trump in Michigan. Democrats voted for Trump in Wisconsin. Democrats voted for Trump in Pennsylvania. They know that. They're losing their own voters. So they see this, and they're going to have to do it too. Now, remember, what did I say? They were writing all these stories, you know. What were the stories, guys? Like, Trump is enraged at Jewish people, or Trump's attacking Jewish people behind the scenes. And I guess it was the left-wing media just trying to push this anti-Semite thing, even though Trump is very pro-Israel. At least he was foreign policy-wise. And certainly the pro-Israel lobbyists and the pro-Israel money is supportive of Donald Trump. But all that aside, there was some truth to that story. And what did I say? Trump was mad because he didn't understand why and how he could be so pro-Israel and not get the Jewish vote. Well, this is from the Times of Israel. 79% of United States Jews voted for Harris, according to largest preliminary exit poll. And you can look at places like New York with the largest Jewish population, and those districts all go blue. Survey says Trump received lowest proportion of Jewish vote for a GOP candidate in 24 years. Democrats make up majority of voters who think U.S. support for Israel is too strong, which, by the way, that's trending now, but perhaps that's another conversation. I think that's more of a generational thing. This is what it was really about, folks. Trump saw the polling numbers, specifically in New York. He was trying to make a play for New York. He knew he needed the Jewish vote to do it, and he just wasn't getting it. So, yeah, I mean, you know, to act like Trump is ranting and raving behind the scenes, I don't believe that. But, yeah, Trump behind the scenes was saying, I don't get it. How could any Jewish American support the Democrats? So that's basically what he was saying, is he was seeing the internal polling, and Jewish Americans were going to vote for Harris at a majority rate. And he was like, I don't get it. I've done so much for Israel. They're anti-Israel. I'm pro-Israel. Why wouldn't they vote for Trump? He just didn't get it. And so now the numbers bear out. So that's what those stories were about. We told you at day one. And now the numbers bear out. All right. By the way, we're going to hear from Donald Trump. This guy is just, this is amazing what we're about to hear from Donald Trump. I don't know if I could like it. This is about as awesome as it gets. We're going to hear from that. But the Trump victory gear, ladies and gentlemen, the Trump victory gear at thealexjonesstore.com is available right now. That's right. Get your Trump victory gear today at thealexjonesstore.com. And by the way, this isn't stuff that's waiting to be produced and manufactured and all that stuff. The team that makes these shirts, makes these hats, makes these hoodies, has their factories. They're ready to go. You order them, they get shipped. So, the Trump 1 hoodies, the Trump 1 t-shirts, the Trump 1 hats. People really seem to love that red hat, that red trucker-style hat with Trump 1 and the Golden Eagle. That seems to be very popular. They really like that red Trump 1 hoodie as well. Very nice stuff. You've got the Trump Rocky hat as well with Donald Trump as Rocky. You've also got the Trump 1 hat in black. Multiple color scheme options for you there. You've got the Landslide t-shirt and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. Not to mention all the other products, the supplements, the hats, everything else, the shirts, a dark MAGA hat, Alex Jones bullhorn hat, the Trump 1 Ultimate Victory Bundle. You get your supplements, you get your gear. It's all at thealexjonesstore.com. And don't forget, when you become a member of the VIP club, you get extra discounts and so many other perks like free shipping on orders over $99. That's what's going on right now at thealexjonesstore.com. So let's go to Donald Trump. Now, guys, I've never met Donald Trump. I've never talked to Donald Trump. But we so many things we've talked about on the show, Donald Trump ends up doing. The Madison Square Garden rally, I think, did anybody say that before us? Now, what was I saying about like a Trump-style state fair? You guys remember me talking about that? Been talking about that for years, the Trump-style state fair. Well, lo and behold, Donald Trump releases this absolute home run of a statement for America's 250th anniversary coming up. Clip one.
3 years from now, the United States will celebrate the biggest and most important milestone in our country's history. 250 years of American independence. What a great country. And we have to keep it that way. But that's why, as a nation, we should be preparing for a most spectacular birthday party. We want to make it the best of all time. Here is my plan to give America's founding in 1776 the incredible anniversary it truly deserves. On day one, I will convene a White House task force called Salute to America 250. It will be responsible for coordinating with state and local governments to ensure not just one day of celebration, but an entire year of festivities across the nation, starting on Memorial Day 2025 and continuing through July 4th, 2026. Second, I will work with all 50 governors, Republican and Democrat alike, to create the Great American State Fair, a unique one-year exhibition featuring pavilions from all 50 states. It'll be something. The Great American State Fair will showcase the glory of every state in the Union, promote pride in our history, and put forth innovative visions for America's future. My hope is that the amazing people of Iowa will work with my administration to open up the legendary Iowa State Fairgrounds to host the Great American State Fair and welcome millions and millions of visitors from around the world to the heartland of America for this special one-time festival. Together, we will build it and they will come. Third, alongside the Great American State Fair, we will host major sporting contests for high school athletes. These are great athletes, wonderful athletes from fantastic high schools all around the country. These Patriot Games will allow young Americans from every state to show off the best of American skills, sportsmanship, and competitive spirit. Fourth, I will sign an executive order to bring back our National Garden of American Heroes, which we want to build very badly. Commission artists for the first 100 statues to populate this new statuary park honoring the greatest Americans of all time. Fifth, as president, I will invite the leaders and citizens of nations around the world to visit the United States in honor of our 250th anniversary. It's going to be great. America's tourist industry should get ready because we're going to have a lot of people coming. It will be a record year. And finally, and most importantly, I will ask America's great religious communities to pray for our nation and our people as we prepare for this momentous occasion. From the very beginning, America has been a country sustained and strengthened by prayer and by our communities of faith. As we chart a course toward the next 250 years, let us come together and rededicate ourselves as one nation under God. Thank you.
So that would mean starting next summer through July 4th, 2026, a year-long party celebrating 250 years of American independence. How many of those events will you be partaking in? You know, that's what I'm saying. You see all this stuff, right? The Democrats, oh, the party of joy and everything. Well, boy, that got sucked out of the room immediately. How can you not want to be a part of this right now? I mean, we are having so much fun. The sense of humor that Trump supporters have is, in some cases, it's diabolical. But really, it's just, it's so much fun. It's like, we're actually the semi-quincentennial. I don't like that. That's too many words. I'm not semi-quincentennial. Give me a break. We're going to go with 250th birthday party. The 250th birthday party. 250. It's like, how can you not want to be a part of this? Don't you see how much fun we're having? Like, we're finally doing something about our corrupt government. We're finally doing something about the corrupt establishment. Like, you guys were, it's like, this is what you wanted in the 90s. What happened to you? Now we have a political movement that's actually doing it and having fun. And you're sitting here crying, literally shaving your head bald. Because you can't have an abortion, which isn't even true. I saw this one lady joking about it. She said, hey, you're still going to be able to have your abortions. And in fact, it's going to be more affordable because when you drive to these blue states where it's legal, gas will be cheaper. She's right. You can still have your precious little abortion. Oh, man. It's just crazy, isn't it? It's just crazy they don't want to be a part of this and they're rejecting it. But that's just the spell that they're under, unfortunately. Maybe they'll eventually join us because, you know, there were a lot anti-Trump people 2016, 2020 that are with us now. How about this? Kamala Harris gives her concession speech yesterday. Guys, give me clip 16 on the screen. A squirrel runs across the stage. Now, look, there were multiple squirrels on the scene. But, I was going to cover the whole Peanut the Squirrel thing, and then it just kind of got out of control, and everybody covered it and got a little cringy, so I just didn't even bother with it. There were more important things. But a squirrel crosses the stage before Kamala takes it, walks right down the line of Kamala's path to the podium. Was that the ghost of Peanut? The ghost of Peanut the Squirrel? So there you go. What are the odds of that? All right, as we go to break, here, well, I'll tell you what, we've run long here, so we'll come back and look at some of these other meltdowns. And something hilarious, I had not seen this before. Did anybody see the new monument in D.C.? Did anybody see the new monument at the National Mall? Wait till you see this on the other side of the break. This is hilarious, and I might make the argument that for the current times, it might be the best monument we've had. You won't believe what you see.
Now is the time to wear Trump gear. And we've got the best designs at the alexjonesstore.com. You support the Second American Revolution. You exercise your free speech. You stand up to the bullies. You exercise your will. And it keeps this broadcast, and we're shut down next week, still on the air at the Alex Jones Network. It'll be on the radio, the TV, all the same stations. It's all set up. The crew, the studios, all of it. But we need more funds to ensure we're full power when we continue our assault. So you're literally in the information war, refueling the aircraft, loading the weapons, arming them. And we've already got a lot of weapons loaded, but we can be fully loaded when we take off at maximum load for maximum attack when we do our attack runs in the information war. So, we're on the tarmac right now, making sure everything's straight here. You need to go to the alexjonesstore.com. A beautiful black shirt with an American eagle in gold says Trump won. Beautiful red hoodie. That people are going crazy over that. With white, with Trump won. Today is your Independence Day, 125. Yeah, that's when we really have the Independence Day, when we keep them alive and it gets in there. That's great. So many new hats, all of it made right there in Arkansas. So you get this stuff quick. It's already being made right now. A lot of new Trump shirts and stuff. It'll take them weeks to get done. Not our sponsor. They're ready right now. So your order's in. TheAlexJonesStore.com. So many amazing designs. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And when you sign up at TheAlexJonesStore.com/VIP or just click at the VIP link at the top on the right-hand side that's in red, when you do that, you get $40 each month to spend in the store for $30. So if you're going to buy the great supplements, going to get the great Patriot gear, going to support the broadcast, you got to be VIP. It's month to month, $30, cancel any time. So if you're going to be a supporter, everyone should be a VIP.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.